Father, in the name of Jesus, we glorify you, Lord, this morning. What a day in the presence of the Lord to rejoice and to be glad. Hallelujah. I will be glad in the Lord and I will rejoice, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. Shout! Hallelujah. O ye heavens, and sing aloud for joy, even ye lower parts of the earth. Ye saints of the Lord God Almighty, raise up your voice in praising the captain of your salvation, for he has done it. Glory to God. He has done it. Hallelujah. Let every mountain, let every forest, let every tree that is therein, let them shout and praise the name of the Lord. Let the very ground sing underneath you as you raise your voice in praising the Lord, for he has done it. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am here to just echo the Lord, because he's already done it. I am so excited to welcome you into the month of August. And this is a prophetic release for you on this 8-1. 8 is the number of new things. The completion of a cycle, the breaking forth of new things. It's a double. One, you can say, begin something again. So it's a dual prophetic blessing for you today. But let's see, in Exodus chapter 8 and verse 1, just like today is 8:1, let's see what the Lord said. The Lord said, let my people go. Hallelujah. So that's exactly what we are going to echo forth this morning. This is a prophetic 8:1 release. And the Lord in Exodus 8:1 said to Pharaoh, let my people go that they may serve me. Hallelujah. You know, so there's a lot of things that are holding us back. And the Lord knows it too. He wants us to serve him, but the Pharaohs, the different things that are holding us back from coming forth to serve the Lord fully, from fully emerging, as some of you are already stepping forth, but others are still being held back. Well, this is going to be the month of increase for you, the month of release. You know, I say it's the month of release because the Lord said to Pharaoh, let my people go. Release them. Hallelujah. There are many things, sluggishness, slowness, snail spirit, you know, bars and chains and various things. Disappointments, frustrations, discouragements, and everything. And even long hope that wearies the heart. And you've been waiting and waiting and waiting. But I say today that you are on the verge of a major release. Hallelujah. And we are at the edge of infinite possibilities with God. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to release over this room in prayer this morning certain things that the Lord wants you to embrace. Embrace for yourself as we enter into this month of August. It is a new month. It's 8-1 and there are 5 months left this year. Every one of those numbers, 8, 1, and 5, very significant. And God has positioned you in this very hour for great things. It is also the month of increase. Hallelujah. Fruitfulness. Glory to God. That things begin to spring forth in your life. It is the month that the Lord cancels barrenness. Glory to God. It is the month that the Lord opens the prison doors. It is the month that the Lord breaks the bars of iron, cuts asunder the gates of brass. It is the month that the Lord makes straight the crooked places. You can be receiving them. I'm already declaring forth this word. It is the month that the Lord makes smooth even the rough places. It is the month that the Lord will cause new things to spring forth for you. It is the month that the Lord is going to change your story. Glory to God. That's right. Change your story. It's been that you're almost there, but never quite seem to be there. Well, you know, the Lord says today, let my people go. That word let, very powerful. Let my people go. Say, speak to every Pharaoh. The Lord sent Moses to be the God to Pharaoh. Exactly. And sent Aaron to be his prophet. Well, that gave Moses power over Pharaoh. And so today we speak to every Pharaoh. Well, Pharaoh is the spirit that holds the people back. Put them in bondage. Take away from them the flourishing and the prosperity. Because a Pharaoh that knew not Joseph grew up, got into the place and said, well, you know, these people, you know, they are getting too many. Let's make them slaves. Keep them back so that they will not emerge into their own. Lest they take over everything from us. So enslave them, oppress them, put them into bondage, and put heavy yokes upon them. And even Pharaoh said, you know, after the Lord said, let my people go, he did not know that the Lord was hardening his heart. And he opened his mouth and said, I will not let you go. I will increase your burdens. You know, these people are idle. That's why they say they want to go and serve the Lord. The Lord said, let my people go to serve me. Pharaoh said, You know, let your burdens be increased. Let there be more burdens. Let there be more stuff laid in upon the people so that they will not have time to say they want to go and worship the Lord. Well, who can contend against the Almighty? The Lord allowed those things just for you to see that every Pharaoh that tries to hold you back is no match for the finger of God. Hallelujah. God hardened the heart of Pharaoh that he might show his power with many signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, plagues and all, to bring forth his people out of bondage and out of hard servitude by a high hand. Hallelujah. Today, the people of God that are still groaning under Pharaoh, God is releasing you. Hallelujah. Now, whether Pharaoh likes it or not, you know, they don't like it. Pharaoh didn't like it, but it didn't matter to the Lord. The Lord actually allowed his heart to be hardened so that God might make a renown for himself. Get him renown. Make a name for himself. You know, there is a Pharaoh that is holding you back, or even many Pharaohs, and be all of that. And the children of the Lord are groaning under heavy servitude. But the Lord said, it is time to let my people go. On this day, August the 1st, 8:1, prophetic release for you. Just like he said in Exodus 8:1, let my people go. Now we're going to declare and pray. It's going to be a prayer declaration, prophetic release room this morning. You know, just so you can take advantage of the flow of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Now, all the things that God has promised you, all the things that have been spoken over you, it is time for them to be released. And every negative prophecy, every negative word, every negative thought, every negative imagination, it is time for them to be cast down. Praise the Lord. Now, we're bringing and declaring forth a prophetic release for this month for you. Praise the Lord. You know, so right now, as we are on the verge, we're just breaking forth. Some of you are a few hours already, or several hours already into the first day of this month. Some of us are just getting started. There's great things that the Lord will do for you. Now, I am going to begin to release this prophetic word over your life for all of the struggles and the various things. Imagine that Pharaoh that has kept the people back in bondage for many years. And the Lord said, it is time to let my people go. Now, this month of August, let it be the month where the grace and mercy of God will locate you for new things. Hallelujah. Give you victory over those battles and struggles, the things that have lingered. Hallelujah. They have lingered, they have lingered, they have lingered for years, months, weeks, however long it's been. May they begin to come forth this year and this month and this day, starting right now in the name of Jesus. Now, the dreams that the devil thought that he would kill you, well, let those dreams begin to come back to life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The places in your life that are rough, let them begin to come and be smoothened out. The spirit of the snail that has hindered your progress, called a snail spirit, just crawling. When God wants you to really go forward and emerge, when the Lord wants to make your feet like hinds feet, a snail spirit comes in there, crawls everything up. Now, let it be banished from your life in the name of Jesus, so that the Lord will give you speedy progress in the name of Jesus. All the negative doors, any portals that were open even through any negative thought or any negative speech, we close them up in the name of the Lord Jesus. Fear is a portal. Unbelief is one of those portals. Doubt is one of those portals. The voice of reason that tries to reason away God's promises, those are different portals that the enemy has tried to use. Close them up this day in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, may you begin to experience increase. Hallelujah. The number 8 represents increase. And, you know, bearing forth of fruit, fruitfulness and increase for you this day. And for the remaining 5 months of this year, glory to God, May the grace, five also represent the number of grace. May his grace be multiplied unto you to give you quietness, to give you peace, to give you tranquility and blessed assurance. Hallelujah. Now, this month, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may you no longer suffer any setbacks. All the setbacks. Hallelujah. The setbacks whereas you thought you were taking a step forward, but you ended up taking multiple steps backwards. In the name of Jesus, let those things be terminated, all those setbacks, and let them position you for a greater comeback starting this day on this 8-1, according to the word of the Lord, let my people go. You know, there is so much that we can release for you today. The many projects, you know, and thoughts that you started out with this year, but because you didn't have counsel and you didn't have strategy, things didn't work out right. Well, let there be a turnaround in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let all the trees of the field begin to be lined up to celebrate your success. All the things that have been closed up before that were supposed to release things unto you. The Bible says that I will open the windows of heaven. Well, but the heavens have been brass for you. Well, let there be a turnaround. Let your closed heavens, the windows in the heavens that have been closed, let them be opened in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Now, this month bring you fruitfulness. Hallelujah. That means you embrace the word of the Lord this morning. Just like Mary embraced the word. When the word was spoken to her, said there shall be a performance of those things. Even her cousin told her that. And the angel of the Lord told her, she embraced it. And that word that she embraced became flesh in her. And the word of God, made the word of God, let the word of God that is being released this day, let your heart, your mind, your spirit embrace it and let it become flesh in you. Let your spirit be united with the word of God today going forward. Every rejection of the past, glory to God, every discouragement of the past. Today, let them be turned around and a new release of favor for you everywhere. Favor everywhere. Favor in the morning, favor in the daytime, favor in the evening. Favor when you go out and favor when you come in. Now, this month, we come against sicknesses and infirmities that try to, you know, one time we're told that one woman, you know, she spent all her living on doctors and could not even be improved. There could be no cure for her. And though sicknesses and diseases, they will try to sap out all your hard-earned money. This woman, she spent all her living upon doctors, but she was nothing bettered, we're told. She was not made any better. They could not cure her. But one day, hallelujah, she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. For everyone that's battling with any sickness, or any disease, let your mind today, your spirit, your soul, together, and your body, let them touch the hem of his garment today. We bring and declare the word of healing. The Bible says the Lord sent his word and he healed them. There was a young boy, Levi, that we were praying for in the other room, the prayer room, you know, and we prayed also for him in this room before. One of our sisters brought that prayer request and things were looking good for a while, but all of a sudden things turned backwards. And now, according to his mother, they're facing some very difficult and trying situations, various things that they have to put this young boy through. Now we stand in the gap. In the name of Jesus Christ, on this day, this first day of this 8th month, a prophetic 8-1 release, let my people go. Let this young boy Levi go. In the name of Jesus, we command the sicknesses, cancer, you know, everything that is named by evil, everything that is called evil in his body, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we command it to be rooted out. Hallelujah. And bring, oh God, a miracle. A miracle, Lord, that we baffle everyone. And Lord, we want this as a permanent recovery for this young man. In the name of Jesus. Now, if you have a prayer request for healing, you have a prayer point that's been your thing that's been holding you back, whatever it is, we are going to pray together over it today. Even as I'm speaking now, you should be releasing your faith to align with the word. The Bible says that when the word was spoken and it did not mix with faith in their hearts, it didn't profit them anything. But the moment it is mixed with faith, Jesus would say to such a person, go thy way, thy faith have made thee whole. The word of God can create even missing parts of the body. Hallelujah. That's what made whole means to be. The word of God can bring even parts of the body that have been destroyed for a long time. There were people that we saw in the scriptures that were blind, even born blind. The word of God began to change the story and began to change situation. Hallelujah. And even in the book of John, Chapter 8 and verse 1. Again, that's an 8-1 release. One man, you know, came to the Lord and to ask him a question which many of us ask from time to time. You know, so what is the question? Well, you know, I mean, the question, okay, well, that was not the right verse, but the question was that this man asked whether it was the Lord's intention, you know, the Lord to heal him, you know, if thou wilt, you know, thou canst make me whole. Matthew 8:1. Not John 8:1. Matthew 8:1. The man came to Jesus, said, if you will, you can make me whole. And the Lord said, yes, I will. That's another 8:1 release right there. It is the Lord's good pleasure to give us the kingdom and all the things that come with the kingdom. Good health, wherein he said, inhabitants of that kingdom shall not say, I am sick. You know, sickness, terrible sickness and illnesses, such as cancer of this, cancer of that, cancer of the blood, cancer of the lungs, cancer of the liver, cancer of whatever. All of these things will just eat away at our lives and our joy. But the Lord said today, that's a failure that has held you back long enough, or your loved one, or the young man Levi, or anybody else that we are standing in the gap for this morning. It is enough. Let my people go. Hallelujah. Now, the Lord says, I will be thou made whole. I will. Glory to God. Now, every disappointment, you come so close. The man in John chapter 5, he came every time, always so close, but never really hitting it. Every time he tried to get a blessing, somebody got in ahead of him. You know, but he kept believing and kept coming anyway. Now, there are many people that maybe every time you've been passed over, or maybe you passed over for that promotion. Maybe you passed over for that contract that you are believing God for. Whatever it is, you know, people that, you know, open up businesses expecting something, and they just get passed over. But Jesus steps into the picture and changes everything. Today, I command in the name of the Lord Jesus, let the waters be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear. Let all the things that have been hindrances causing you to always just narrowly miss it, well, let that situation be changed and turned around. Hallelujah. Turn around in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I am going to see if there's anyone posting any prayer requests. You can put a prayer request in the chat room, and we're going to declare together. You know, it's such a powerful thing when we can believe the Word of God. The Word of God already carries the power to do all and everything that we need. But however, the thing that prevents the release, usually fear, unbelief, doubt, and so many other things, negative things in our hearts. May today be a turnaround, because the Lord says, let my people go. Did you know that those people were despondent? They've been beat up. They've been bullied. They've been oppressed. Their wives were ravaged. I mean, they were slaves. They had nothing going for them. For years, hundreds of years, literally. But then they began to cry out to the Lord. The Lord said, I have seen their affliction, but now their cry has come into my ears. And you begin to cry out to the Lord. The Lord begin to move and say, it is time. Hallelujah. It is time. Let the hand of Pharaoh, the heavy hand of Pharaoh that has been against and upon your life, let that hand be broken in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And let the good hand of the Lord be upon you for a release, the release of increase. Now, God can do things at any time, if you can believe. You don't need to wait for a day that is an 8-1 or the day that is any, you know, has any prophetic significance. You don't need to do that. If you believe the Lord at any time, you can reach beyond the veil, even if it wasn't time. However, God appoints the times, and his hand is upon the seasons, and his hand is also upon the prophetic significances that he puts out there. Say, let them be for signs, for days, for months, for weeks and years, and so forth like that. So by understanding the times, we know that a prophetic release is looming for you today. Glory to God. Now, let's raise our hands wherever you are. Praise the name of the Lord. Shout the victory. Hallelujah. Remember the words of Isaiah 44 and verse 23. It says, shout, ye heavens, and sing aloud. Break forth into joy and singing, even ye lower parts of the earth. Let all the saints, everybody, let's begin to praise the Lord for the great things that he has already done. We're not going to say that he's going to do it. We are going to say that he has already done it. Remember, God doesn't start anything until first he finishes it. So if God started any new thing in your life today, it's already finished. He finished it already. Praise the Lord. So that's our room for today. Now, bring your request before the Lord. Bring your declaration before the Lord. One man said, I know that the Lord God will help me. This man, Isaiah, because the Lord told him, I will help you. The Lord told him, Isaiah 41 and verse 10, that I will help you and I will uphold you by the right hand of my righteousness. And he remembered that. And in chapter 50 of verse and verse 7, he said, the Lord God will help me. But basically echoing what the Lord already told him, you know. And then because of that, I know I will not be confounded. You know, I will set my face like a flint, and I would not be put to shame. You know, he stood on the word of God. Can you set your face as a flint today? Do you know that the Lord God has done it? Hallelujah. Do you know that the Lord God has broken the gates of brass and cut asunder the bars of iron? For ye shall go out, this same Isaiah man, you know, after he set his face as a flint, after the Lord visited him and those encounters, he released the same. What he already received from the Lord, he released it also to the people. So I am releasing the goodness, the favor, the mercy of God that I have received. Listen is also unto the people. For ye shall go out with joy, and you'll be led forth with peace. Beginning on this 8-1 day, the mountains and the hills, let them begin to break forth before you into singing. And let the trees, in fact, all the trees of the field, let them clap their hands for you. Isaiah 55 and verse 12. Now, here's how God will change your story. The thorns, instead of the thorns and things that, you know, have been oppressing you, and, you know, the thorns are, you know, a thorn in your flesh, a thorn in your body, a thorn in your life. You know, everything else is good, but this one thing has been a thorn in your flesh. This one thing has been a thorn in your walk of faith. This one thing, I mean, it's like you've been believing God, you're doing well in so many things, but there are thorns in your flesh. You know, and the Lord is saying to you today, according to the words of Isaiah 55 and verse 13, the Lord is going to change the story. All the thorns in your flesh, glory to God, let them turn around into pleasantness. Glory to God. Instead of the thorns shall come up the fir tree. And instead of the briar and all these rubbish trees, let there come forth the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name. See, again, his name is at stake. For an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. So what is that thorn in your flesh? What is that thorn? And everything else is going well, but this one thing has just been a thorn in your side. It may be something on the job. It may be in your business. It may be family. It may be a sickness or an illness. You know, it may be anything. But this is the month that you will embrace the goodness of the Lord, because he will begin to break those thorns off. Snap every one of them off in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I want to declare unto you today, one prophet of the Lord, he said, look, according to the time of life, by this time, he said, you will embrace. Hallelujah. Your own child. And the woman said, look, don't deceive me, because she had, you know, this prophecy had gone forth possibly upon her before, you know, and she believed up and down. Finally, she got discouraged. And she said, look, don't deceive me, man of God. You know, I'm just here. I've accepted my situation. I dwell among my own people. I'm okay. You know, I'm not, you know, not stretching my head anymore. You know, this is the story for many people. We've been praying about something. It's the thorn in the flesh. And after a while, after a long time, people get discouraged. You know, maybe a sickness, maybe, you know, an infirmity, maybe a handicap situation. You know, that some people were even born with it. You know, they finally just gave up. And there are unsighted people that are just giving up. There are people that are suffering with one thing or the other. They're even missing parts of the body. They're crippled, lame, and everything. You know, and people just give up. Barrenness. This woman gave up. You know, she'd be believing. And she said, look, don't give me any false hope. But the Lord said, yeah, the word of the Lord will not fall to the ground. Don't give me false hope, she said. But it happened anyway, because of the great mercies of the Lord. You know, one time, many people followed Jesus Christ. There's a story, you know, in Matthew 15 and in many other places, you know, they follow the Lord, you know, everything, you know, it's just so many places that they heard, you know, and listen to this in Matthew chapter 15, you know, and verse 29. Jesus, when he departed from thence, came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, went up into a mountain and sat there. And great multitudes, now listen, great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others. Maybe whatever thing that was a thorn in their life at that time. And they brought them to Jesus, and he healed them all, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak. They saw the maimed to be whole. They saw the lame to walk. They saw the blind to see. Hallelujah. And they glorified the God of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13 and 8. And if you bring those things to him again, like these people did, the result will be the same. Hallelujah. Heal them all. Whether they were blind, he healed them. Whether they were dumb, he healed them. Whether they were maimed. What are people that are maimed? You know, it's been a while that we've seen those kind of miracles. But I believe it in all my heart that we're going to see more. Maimed means, you know, something's been cut off, missing parts of the body. You know, and God, by the power of God, doesn't matter, you know, amputated, anything, eyes plucked out or blind, deaf, dumb, anything. I mean, Jesus healed them all. Glory to God. Now, you know, I believe with all my heart that, you know, we're going to be seeing these more frequently now. And I want to release that same power over this room today. There are things that cut off in your, physically, let's not even spiritualize it. These were people that were physically maimed, you know, maimed. Creative miracles were happening for them. You know, maybe a hand cut off, a leg cut off, whatever it was. And Jesus began to bring it back. He's a great creator. Hallelujah. Now, so the things that have been maimed in your life physically and spiritually, glory to God. The thorn that's been in your flesh. The one thing, you know, that you just hoped for and has eluded you. Now on this day, 8:1 prophetic release, you know, let there be a new thing. Hallelujah. Spring forth in your life. Now, I have declared the word of God. I can go on and on and on and say many, many more things in the Bible, but enough said. I am going to close it out with one more prayer over everyone that is in the room. Hallelujah. When you hear this word that I'm about to release now in the next few minutes, the Lord said to David, when you see the moving of this spirit on top of the mulberry trees, then you know it is done. That's your signal. Well, ladies and gentlemen, when you hear the words out of my mouth now that I will release in just a few minutes, I said all of that to prepare you. And some of you already, if you were engaging, chains were already falling off. Things were already in place that God already started to move for you. But now is the hour. Jesus prayed in John 17 and said, Father, the hour is now. Glory to God. So I am praying and saying the hour is now. Now, you know, that's because the Lord already said so first. The Lord said the hour is now. Take advantage of the 8:1 and do a prophetic release. Glory to God. Prophetic release. Hallelujah. So I am getting ready to pray. Are you ready to receive from the Lord? Are you ready for those thorns that have been in your side to be removed? Instead of the thorn shall come forth the fir tree, just a pleasant tree. Instead of all of the bramble bush and all the other things, the Lord will bring forth the pleasantness. Glory to God. Now, as you are in this room, it is time for you to experience something new, glory to God, for yourself today. So that's my lesson for today. And I am going to now pray over the room. Now, it didn't matter whether we prayed this prayer for you 3 days ago, whether we prayed this prayer for you last week, whether we prayed this prayer for you or somebody else prayed this prayer for you a few months ago or yesterday. That's okay. The Bible says that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Now, whether you are standing for yourself or standing for somebody else, don't miss this release that I am going to do in the next 2 minutes. I said all of that just to prepare you. Jesus, one time he said, you know, Father, I thank you because you heard me already, but for their sakes, I said it so that they may believe that thou hast sent me. John 11 and 42. You know, so I know that the Lord heard me already because he prompted me to do this release. But I said all those things that I said so that you may believe. I know that the Lord sent me to do this release today. So, if you have a prayer need, take advantage of this. You're standing in the gap. And somebody need to stand for Levi this morning. And any other thing, situation, stand for yourself, stand for your daughter, stand for your son, stand for your friend. You know, believe God, you know, believe God, whatever the situation is. Today, that thorn in the flesh, that story is about to change. So here is what we are going to do. Occasionally I do this, and I did this a few days ago. I'm going to do it again today. Take advantage of this season of release that's coming on this prophetic 8-1. Now, put up your hand quickly, and we're going to release this word to you, you know, and don't miss it because there is an anointing, a different anointing for every day. He said, even the crane and the stalk of the heavens, they know their time, but my people do not know the day of their visitation. You know, these animals, they know these seasons, they know the right times, but sometimes people don't know their own, the day, very day of God's visitation. So if that's you today, you're standing for yourself or you're standing for someone else, glory to God. With the hand raised, click that hand raised button and I am going to release. And as you hear the word, you know, this is all I need you to do. As you hear the words that I will release in the next minute or two, you just come in agreement. Hallelujah. Now, first of all, we need to come in disagreement with every negative thing. You know, like the other day, we did the covenant of hell and all of those things. You know, agreement with hell. Come in disagreement with those things. And then come into agreement with this release for you today and for the person in whose stead you are standing. And that's all we need to do. So here we go. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, for every hand that is raised, this is your month of increase. This is your month of fruitfulness. Hallelujah. Now, according to the time of life, let it begin to spring forth and you will embrace that big. According to the powers of heaven, let the chains begin to fall. Hallelujah. For every failure that is in this room that have been against the lives of these people, let my people go in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. For the maimed, for the blind, for the halted, for you know, sickness, disease, and so forth. You know, we stand in the word of the Lord this morning and command a prophetic release to break every chain, break every fetter in the name of Jesus. Now, for the thorns that have been in your flesh, well, everything else has been good, but this one thing has been a thorn in your flesh. Now, we command those thorns be yanked out of here in the name of Jesus. You know, instead of the thorns, let there come the fir and the pleasant tree. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, wherever you've been held back, I come against the slowness spirit, the snail spirit, you know, that hindrance spirit, the spirit of the barricade, the spirit of the blockage. I come against them in the name of Jesus. Let them be broken in your life today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, let the spirit of grace, you know, come upon you. God making your feet as hinds feet. The spirit of sweetness, sweet progress. Hallelujah. I'm specifically coming against that snail spirit here this morning. The spirit that slowness, you have to go slowly, crawling, and so forth. You know, you see, you know, where they, you know, just they're doing these road walks, you know, in Africa, Nigeria, they say, go slow. You know, they don't want you to make any progress. In all the spirit that impede your progress, I come against them in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, let your feet be made like hinds feet here this morning. Now, I come against sickness and illnesses and diseases, cancers of any kind. We lift up this young boy, Levi, and every other person in this room today that may be standing for themselves or for someone they care about in the name of Jesus. Just like this Matthew 15 that we read, they brought to Jesus all kinds of people. Maimed, blind, halted, dumb, deaf, whatever. And he healed them all. Glory to God. I come against every sickness that is named or not even named that people are standing in prayer for and against here this morning. Let them fall from the bodies of the people in the name of Jesus. And I pray that the glory of God will be revealed. And let all flesh see it together. For the Lord, he is good. Now, to every Pharaoh that's holding back the people of God, God has moved you into position, you know, but Pharaoh said, no, you won't do it. I'm going to block all of that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, men and brethren, to every Pharaoh that is here, I speak the word of God. The Lord, when he opens, no man can shut. Glory to God. Now, we're going to shut all, we're coming in disagreement with any negative thing, any thought of evil, any word of evil. We come in disagreement to those things. The covenant with death shall not stand, and every agreement with hell shall be disannulled. Glory to God. So now we come in agreement with the word of faith. If we receive the witness of men, you've received this horrible report like they received for this boy Levi. Well, the witness of God is greater. Hallelujah. And whatever negative report you've received, may it be turned backwards. In the name of Jesus, let my people go. Now, embrace the word of God. The word of God inside of you become flesh. And there shall be a performance. Glory to God. Of the things that are spoken over you here this morning. And from this day forth, this prophetic 8:1, you will be having testimonies for the remaining 5 months of this year, that your cup may be full. And you will know that what he started, he will sustain. The Lord's store and supply never runs dry. So let's not just believe for one day or just believe for 5 months. Believe for the next 9 months and embrace that child. Hallelujah. Believe for the next few years and begin to see, you know, a release of goodness and the grace and prosperity of God upon your lives. Believe for years to come and see health spring forth in your body. Say your health shall spring forth speedily. You know, maybe a terminal disease, but God is erasing that today. New life coming. You know, maybe a situation on the job, maybe a situation in your business. There are business entrepreneurs here today. You know, that you start a business, there was a promise of this or that, but things didn't work out, or, you know, you've been held back, or you're not getting, you know, the supply that you need. Now, in the name of Jesus, the heavens that have been closed, the windows that have been closed, let there now be open heavens. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Now, seed time and harvest time will not cease. You know, there's always going to be seed time. It's always going to be harvest time. May this be your harvesting time. Beginning this prophetic 8:1 day, begin to harvest joy and gladness. For ye shall go out with joy, led forth with peace. Now, for those of you who have gone forth crying unto the Lord, he said also that your tears of joy shall be turned into your tears of faith shall be turned into a harvesting of joy. Your tears of faith. You've gone forth crying and believing God. Well, it is time for the Lord to turn those tears of faith into a harvesting of joy. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Psalm 126 and verse 5. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed. You planted your faith in the word of God. You've been crying those tears of faith. They shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves of joy with him. Let the joy of the Lord spring forth in every tabernacle. Hallelujah. Every dwelling place, let there be tranquility, peace, and quiet assurance, beginning this day and forward, in the name of Jesus. And now, any other such thing that you need from the Lord, you open your mouth and declare it for yourself. You know, because I can't cover everything, but you know where that thorn is in your side. Now, you speak to that thorn. Hallelujah. There are some things that God wants us to do for ourselves. After we pray, God wants us to do certain things. Then after prayer, then you do certain things like speak to the mountain. Hallelujah. You speak to that mountain. So it's your turn now to speak to that thorn that has been in your flesh. That one thing, that area that has caused distress. You know, even shame and disappointment. Well, my people shall never be put to shame. My people shall never be ashamed. Hallelujah. So speak to that thorn. Speak to it in the name of Jesus. Now, I come in agreement with your voice of faith this morning. And the words of faith that are coming out of your mouth, in your room, at your job, wherever you are, you stepped out, you're somewhere, you were in the place, you are declaring it. Wherever you are right now, I come in agreement with the words of faith that proceed out of your mouth. Be sure that's only words of faith. Now, Bible says, if any two of you shall agree concerning anything, hallelujah, they shall ask, I will do it. Glory to God. So, whatever the thorn in your life that you've spoken against this morning, I come in agreement with you. Let that thorn be pulled out in the name of Jesus. And let the glory of the Lord be released in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now let the people shout his praises. Shout for joy. Wherever you are, sing hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Shout the victory and let the walls of Jericho come down. Shout the praises of the Lord here this morning. Let those walls, let those things come crumbling down in the name of Jesus. Now the Lord bless and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you, lift up his countenance unto you, be gracious unto you, and grant you peace by all means. And the Lord grant your petitions. The Lord remember even your words this day. Hallelujah. And as you have spoken before me this day, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, even so shall I do unto you. Thank you, Father. Now let the people rejoice. And let the people praise the Lord. For the Lord has done it. He has glorified himself in your life. He has redeemed you from the hand of Pharaoh. He has glorified himself in your life today. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have declared and we have prayed. Amen and amen.